USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Over 37 million people are traveling on America's highways this holiday weekend. That's up 6% from last Memorial Day. And AAA says it's probably because of cheaper gas. As of Friday, the national average for a gallon of regular was $3.57. The House will vote Wednesday on a deal to raise the debt ceiling. Republicans and the White House reached an agreement last night to raise the federal debt ceiling.
But House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there's more to do before an expected midweek vote.
Out of respect, I want to brief our members about where we currently are. I expect to finish the writing of the bill, checking with the White House and speaking to the president again, and then posting the text of it.
President Biden tweeted that the compromise is an, quote, important step forward. The bill protects Biden's Inflation Reduction Act and keeps Medicaid untouched, CNN reported.
It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
Three people are dead. At least five are injured following a shooting at a New Mexico biker rally. Shots reported last night outside a saloon in Red River, which is about 60 miles south of the Colorado state line. Three people were killed, five injured. Police have not said what provoked that shooting or if anyone is in custody. Texas lawmakers have impeached State Attorney General Ken Paxton. Yesterday's House vote was 121 to 23, with Paxton now suspended from office pending a Senate trial. 20 articles of impeachment were filed against him, with allegations ranging from disregard of official duty to bribery and even obstruction of justice. The proceedings come after a month-long secret investigation into Paxton. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
RoboCop, or should I say RoboDog, is on the job in L.A.
The Los Angeles City Council is approving a robot dog to be used by the Los Angeles Police Department. The quadrupled unmanned ground vehicle, called Spot, is manufactured by Boston Dynamics and is valued at roughly $280,000. LAPD representatives say the device will be used in SWAT or hazardous material situations and will also be used for search and rescue operations. I'm Lance Pry.
Hundreds of people are flocking to the Benedictines of Mary, Queen of Apostles Monastery in rural Missouri, to view a nun's body, which appears to show no signs of decay approximately 4 years after her death. The body of Sister Wilhelmina Lancaster, who died at the age of 95 in 2019, was exhumed 4 years after she passed so it can be moved to its final resting place inside a monastery chapel. When the coffin was opened, Lancaster's body was apparently incorrupt, which in Catholic tradition refers to the preservation of the body from normal decay. Her remains were intact, even though the body had not been embalmed and was in a wooden coffin. Incorruptibility is very rare and a well-established process to pursue the cause for sainthood. Sister Wilhelmina's body will be reinterred in its new location in the monastery's church tomorrow. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.